Environmental activists and community leaders are highlighting steps cities and towns in western Massachusetts have taken toward a goal of 100% renewable energy. A report released this week by Environment Massachusetts Research and Policy Center profiled innovative programs undertaken in Amherst, Northampton, Holyoke, and other communities. The release of the report coincided with a Beacon Hill hearing on a bill to transition Massachusetts to 100% renewable energy by 2035. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Ben Hellerstein, State Director of Environment Massachusetts.
The message of our Renewable Communities Report is that cities and towns across Massachusetts are leading the way to 100% renewable energy. And we hope that officials in other communities, as well as officials at the state level, will follow the examples of communities like Amherst and Northampton and Holyoke. One of the programs that we're highlighting is the Valley Bike Share Program, which was launched last year and is providing a clean alternative mode of transportation for folks up and down the Pioneer Valley. We're also highlighting the Net Zero Municipal Buildings Bylaw, which was adopted in Amherst, which will require all new municipal buildings to be built to highly efficient net zero energy standards. And finally, we are highlighting the Community Choice Energy Program that is currently being pursued by Amherst, Northampton, and Pelham, which would look to increase the amount of renewable electricity provided to residents while also investing in local projects to reduce carbon emissions.
And you believe that these are initiatives that could be replicated in communities across the state?
That's right. And some of these are quite innovative. So Amherst, for example, was the first municipality in Massachusetts to require new municipal buildings to be net zero energy. And already we're seeing other cities, including Boston, look at adopting similar commitments on the municipal level. So a lot of these policies are things that can be replicated both in other cities and towns, as well as in policy in the state legislature.
Talk a little bit, if you could, about how important a role transportation plays in getting the state to the 100% renewable goal.
So transportation will play an absolutely essential role in helping Massachusetts to achieve 100% renewable energy. And right now, transportation is the largest single source of global warming pollution in Massachusetts. It's responsible for about 40% of our emissions. And most of that is coming from cars and trucks that operate on fossil fuels. We have a lot of tools to help us reduce the use of dirty energy for transportation. One tool is to increase the number of electric vehicles on the road. But another equally important approach is to reduce the number of car trips that are taken. And we can do that through increasing mass transit, whether that's the MBTA here in the Boston area or regional transit agencies like the Pioneer Valley Transit Authority, and also encouraging people to travel by non-motorized forms of transportation, including biking and walking. So absolutely, Valley Bike Share is a really important precedent and a model that we hope other regions will follow. And I think it really goes to show that you don't need to be necessarily in a big city to enjoy the benefits of bike share, but it is something that can work in smaller towns as well.
You mentioned electric vehicles. I believe the state is about to eliminate the tax credit that it offered for purchasing electric vehicles. Isn't that the case?
Yeah, it is really troubling. And, I think this is a moment where we really need to be moving as fast as we can to get off of fossil fuels in all parts of our lives, including the transportation sector. And we hope to see state officials take action in the coming months to ensure that those incentives continue to be available so that more and more residents can switch to electric vehicles.
I know the 100% renewable electricity goal was something that your organization and others had advocated for in the last legislative session. It didn't make it across the finish line then. What do you see as its chances this time around?
I'd say that we're optimistic about the chances to pass a commitment to 100% renewable energy this session. Already, there are 113 state legislators that have signed on to endorse the 100% Renewable Energy Act, which, if passed, would be the most ambitious clean energy commitment of any state in the country. We are seeing an increasing awareness that the threats posed by dirty energy are here and now, and they're affecting us in our communities, whether that's rising sea levels or droughts or extreme storms. and an acknowledgement that we really have a very limited amount of time to prevent the worst impacts of climate change. So I think that there is the awareness necessary. I think that there is the momentum building. And I think there's, you know, increasingly an acknowledgement at the State House that this is really the time for bold climate legislation like the 100% Renewable Energy Act.